You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. It's our Tuesday, May 13th edition draft schedule release eve, as we'll be talking about it at this time tomorrow night, 24 hours away from finding out the Saints' schedule for 2025. Anxious to see the whole rundown of where the black and gold will be playing every week of the season and how many primetime games they're going to get when this bye week ends up for them. And hopefully those games in Chicago and in Buffalo are early on in the schedule, not just for the team, for the sake of our Saints radio crew as well. Looking at some of the big news for today, NBA playoffs in action again tonight. We've got the Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Pacers, and right now Cleveland up 48-38, got a 10-point lead. Actually, this needs to be refreshed. It is currently 56-52. You were saying, Charlie, those Pacers went on a heck of a run.
24-8 run right now to cut the lead. I was feeling pretty good. Cleveland was looking nice at the start of this game, Steve. We talked earlier about would Cleveland be able to stretch it out to a game six after they got bludgeoned in the last game in Indiana. So far, so good, quote-unquote. But at the same time, Indiana's really cut into this lead pretty significantly. But Cleveland still holds it. A couple minutes, or about 30 seconds before halftime here.
See, Tyrese Haliburton for the Pacers is having a night already. 5 from 6 from three-point range, 17 points he's knocked down already for the Cavs. You got Donovan Mitchell leading the way with 16 points, and Evan Mobley chipping in with 14 for them. It's almost halftime in this matchup. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on it throughout the show. Glad to have Drew Brees on last hour. It was a nice pick-me-up. You can hit the rewind option on WWL.com or the Odyssey app. Let you jump back to the moments you missed on any of the shows. Download the free Odyssey app, search WWL, then get started. Listen or re-listen to all the WWL guests, commentary, or shows you love when you want to. Rewind, an amazing feature on the free Odyssey app. And yeah, Charlie, I needed that pick-me-up because I was still in the doldrums after that draft lottery last evening.
I was about to say, you could use the rewind function to listen to Steve and I just watch the live lottery results.
Watch our souls get sucked out of us.
Disappointment as soon as we saw the Pelicans land the 7th overall pick. But Steve, let's kind of open this up into a little bit of a bigger conversation, because, I mean, a couple things are wrong with this lottery. Not just the fact that the Dallas Mavericks, who missed the playoffs by one game. If you'll remember, they were in the play-in tournament.
Right.
They had that game against Memphis. If they would have won, they would have been in the first round against OKC as the 8th seed in the Western Conference playoffs. They're picking number one. So Ian Ozan and I were talking about this off air, and there's a couple things that I would change to the lottery. First and foremost, the play-in tournament is a fun idea. Like, I don't have any kind of an issue. The in-season tournament's kind of weird. I understand they're trying to drum up more interest during the regular season. Okay. The play-in tournament, adding a couple more teams that want to try and make a push to the playoffs, fine. Don't let those teams that are in the postseason, play-in tournament included, be allowed to be in the lottery. So you would shrink the lottery down to 10 teams in this scenario. You would get rid of the other teams that miss the playoffs. They make in the play-in tournament, but they miss the 8 seeds in the postseason, right? they're still technically in the postseason because the play-in tournament is the postseason. I would not allow them in the lottery in these new rules. This is my kind of changes to it. I think that just kind of makes sense.
Right.
I think it just kind of makes sense because there's no world where a team that barely misses the playoff by one game should be able to jump all the way to the number one overall pick the next year for that draft. I just don't think it makes sense. That's one thing. Number two, the main issue that a lot of teams have, it's a big grievance, since the NBA changed the lottery, right? The lottery used to be a situation where the worst record, the team with the worst record, had a 25% chance of winning the number one overall pick. The number two worst team had basically a 19.5, close to 20% chance of getting the number one overall pick. And the team with the third worst record had that basically 15% chance of getting the number one overall pick. So it was really heavily weighted towards those really bad teams. And that's why you saw the kind of trust the process 76ers and all that. At the same time, since they've changed it to where it's flattened, where the three worst teams all have a 14% chance to get the number one overall pick. Steve, you want to know how many times the worst team in the NBA has gotten the number one pick?
How many?
Zero. Zero times.
None.
Every single time. And this is since 2019 when they actually changed it. The team with the worst record in the NBA hasn't gotten the number one pick once. And I know that it's kind of like a pendulum swing. You don't want, like, because it's still a lottery and any team can win it and there's some intrigue there and there's drama. But for these teams like Charlotte and Washington, but the teams that are just bad and need the talent, need to be able to win in the lottery, are just getting kicked in the face constantly. And so it's a system that needs some adjusting, in my opinion. There's no universe where the Dallas Mavericks, who are one game away from the playoffs, should be picking number one in the draft. There's also no universe that we should go basically half a decade at this rate, even longer than that, actually, where the worst team in the NBA hasn't picked number one once. Look, I understand that they're trying to limit tanking, but it really hasn't. You're seeing, look at what Philly did this year. Philly, as soon as all their players start getting injured, they're like, okay, we're going to go on a stretch where we win four games in 30. And they went on a generational tank run. And they get rewarded. They move up two spots to the three seed. So for all the teams that are just like, all the fans that are saying, oh, just don't tank, talking to fans of Utah, talking to fans of the Pelicans, of Washington, of Charlotte, oh, just don't tank. Philly tanked, and they moved up a couple spots. Those other teams, they got the worst possible picks they could have ended up with. That's Utah, who fell from 1 to 5. That's Washington, who fell from 2 to 6. Charlotte even fell a spot.
Yep.
The Pelicans got their second to worst spot that they could have ended up with in draft lottery, going from 4 to 7. All for what? For the Dallas Mavericks to make the leap basically 10 spots when they had a 1.8% chance to win the lottery? This is a system that just needs some adjusting, Steve. First and foremost, once again, as I mentioned, I would get rid of the play-in tournaments for the lottery, the play-in tournament teams. If you make the play-in, you're not involved. So it just
right,
cuts
that's
it
considered
down,
postseason right there.
It just cuts it down to 10 teams for the lottery. And after that, I would adjust the odds back to what it used to be, where this 14-14-14 thing, it's not working for the worst teams. It just isn't. So that's my thoughts. I think it's, you know, a flawed system. I've seen a lot of jokes saying, like, oh, what if the NFL ever adjusted, like, added
Please
a
don't.
Lottery? It would just be dumb. I just don't like that idea at all. It adds drama, but it doesn't help these teams that desperately need the help.
You know, there's been some questions around the lottery and was it rigged in favor for the Dallas Mavericks, and we've heard this in the past with other teams as well. For me, why isn't the lottery process itself televised so there could eliminate any questions about how the balls are coming out?
Looking at the lottery balls, I think there's something with that where you can see it that way. I mean, the drama of just showing the cards or whatever is what they want.
You could tell me whatever, and how am I going to question that?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. But it just feels like there's a couple tweaks that the NBA needs to make to the lottery to just make it better. I mean, there's issues here, Steve. And I can't even complain too much because the Pelicans have benefited from it multiple times in the past. Like, I just feel bad for some of these other teams. Once again, like Washington and Charlotte. Charlotte, I guess, to a little bit of a lesser extent because they only dropped one spot. But these teams that desperately need, you know, these star talents in the draft to be able to add to their franchise because their franchises are just devoid of talent. And they keep getting kicked in the face. So, once again, the first thing I would do get rid of the play-in teams from the lottery, make it a 10-team lottery, which I don't think is that outrageous by any stretch of the imagination, and then change the lottery odds a little bit more to benefit those teams that are really, really in the mud. There's no universe where fans of franchises that win 20 games in a season, their only light at the end of the tunnel is getting a top pick, and then they just get kind of screwed over. I mean, you fall from 1-5, you fall from 2-6, you fall from 4-7. It's just unfortunate.
Definitely unfortunate for the Pels, who have the 7th overall selection. We'll be breaking that down a ton and looking at those prospects that could be in line for them to take with that 7th overall pick in the draft. Looking at the NBA action going on in the playoffs right now, 56-52 at the half. Cleveland up over the Indiana Pacers, trying to stay alive, down 3-1 in the series. We'll be keeping an eye on that right now. Take a break when we get back, getting into some of more Saints talk and also the NFL, and coming out with that schedule less than 24 hours away. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfor will join us right here on WWL, so stay tuned after the break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk, joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenforo, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle. That's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Jason, thanks so much for the time today, man. How you doing?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Big news around here, obviously, on Saturday, the day before Mother's Day, we get word before we're, you know, getting ready to go out to Saints rookie minicamp. Boom. The press release comes out that Derek Carr retiring. Just wondering how you took the story coming out. And, you know, do you think that this is the last we see of Carr? Because it feels like it could be something where down the line this guy ends up back in the mix.
Yeah, I think it's the last we see of Derek Carr in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now, whether he decides he wants to unretire and, you know, would they still have the rights to him and can you, you know, finagle a trade or what have you, something down the road like that wouldn't shock me. But, I mean, his season was in jeopardy for quite some time, and I don't think that they're necessarily in love with him anymore, and he's not necessarily in love with that situation. And if he does want to play again, I don't know how many bites at the apple he has left, and he has been a guy who's dealt with a lot of injuries, and that's not necessarily the greatest roster in the world, right? I mean, this is very much a rebuilding team, and as much as Mickey Loomis has seemingly fought tooth and nail and really, you know, cap dollar over cap dollar over cap dollar to keep them from being in a year in which it would, you know, and that division's been so bad, right, that you can always kind of convince yourself you're in it. But this is starting to very much look and feel like one of those, you know, taking major steps back to reset yourself for the future. And I suspect that 10 months from now or 9 months from now, whenever the pre-draft season heats up for the 2026 draft, you're going to be hearing a whole lot about the Saints and maybe taking a quarterback, you know, real, real high in this draft.
Jason, kind of building upon your point there, like the Saints used all 9 of their draft picks that they entered 2025 with. And there was a stat out there that Mickey Loomis had done 27, I think, straight trade-ups, moving on from future assets to potentially move up in the draft and grab some guys like, oh, we're one piece away from in this spot. We're one piece away in this spot. The fact that they used all 9 of their draft picks, kind of refreshing this roster with rookie talent, but then also not moving on from any of their draft assets next year, I think it kind of builds on your point that, yes, they are officially in rebuild mode.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, you know, like a 5 or 6 win team, guys. Like, maybe not even. Like, I don't know. Last I looked, I think some of the Vegas wagering houses had them around 4.5. Like, I think, again, and I don't think that division is any great shakes, and you could catch one of those teams at the right time and beat them. But I think they have, in their own way, sort of bitten the bullet, and at least internally, I think, you know, what they've probably said to ownership is that this is going to be a step back, and this is going to be our last ride with some of these veterans. And frankly, I think extricating themselves from the Carr situation now makes sense. I mean, if he helps you win an extra game or two, what does that really matter in the long run? If he blocks you from getting a look at the quarterback you have now, for whenever he does come back for any period of time, if he was able to come back at some point in the season, like, what is that really gaining you long term? Like, this to me is a rebuild.
Yeah, looking at the Saints quarterback room right now, you got the rookie Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, Jay Kaner, tons of inexperience right there. We're expecting, you know, Shuck to be that guy right now, at least, because we haven't seen, obviously, much, just the rookie minicamp. We got OTAs cranking up next week. But, you know, Rattler and Hainer have some experience there, but Shuck is the guy that new head coach Kellen Moore hand-selected. What have you seen out of Shuck, and what do you think he can provide for this team in his rookie year?
I mean, the evaluators that I'm close to, that I talked to about this quarterback class, were not particularly enamored with him. But look, this league has a big time problem evaluating quarterbacks. So that's not to say that they were right, or you know, that they'll be proven to be right. It was pretty clear the closer we got to the draft that these guys were not huge Shedeur Sanders fans, and the guy I heard they liked the most was Jackson Dart. And then obviously the kid from Louisville was someone that they felt like could be a starter in this league. And there's a year ago, a lot of people would have said, hey, guy you guys know very well, Sean Payton, well, he's going to look at Bo Nix for a year, and he's probably not going to like him. And it might be a step back for them. And a year from now, they might be drafting Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders or whatever. And it turns out that, well, Bo Nix looks pretty damn good. It looks really good in that guy's hands. So, I mean, if you want hope, if you want to, you know, and I don't think Kellen Moore is Sean Payton, but this is obviously, he's obviously a quarterback and a quarterback guy. So, I mean, it can happen, but I think that's what this is. This is going to be all about repping him up as much as possible and trying to get a handle on, okay, is he still a developmental guy? How high is his upside? Do we think we can do better in, you know, next spring in that quarterback class? Now, I don't think, you know, Bayou Royalty is going to be in that class, because I think if you follow the Mannings, Arch, you know, everybody else has stayed until they had, like, at least two full years starting, and the Mannings stay in school. And we'll see what happens in Texas this year. but I'm not sure he's going to be a part of that quarterback class, and I'm not sure that that quarterback class is going to be as glitzy as some might think. But this is what this year for me with the Saints is going to be all about. Do we think we can win with the guys in our room, and do we think we can win with them within a couple of years?
Yeah, Jason, I mean, Archie came on our station and kind of echoed those sentiments about Arch potentially not entering the 2026 NFL draft. But I want to get your thoughts, because I think this is the first time we've talked to you since the Saints actually did hire Kellen Moore. Your thoughts on him being the youngest coach in the NFL, the one thing the Saints can promise any kind of a hire, which is I'm sure what they did with Kellen, is patience. We'll give you time to build this thing from the ground up. As you mentioned, yeah, rebuild mode. But your thoughts on Kellen as a coach and his kind of journey to becoming a first-time NFL head coach?
Yeah, I mean, he had to face some adversity, and, you know, this was someone who was kind of being anointed with the Cowboys a few years back, and he obviously had to kind of take a U-turn there, and it worked out really well in Philadelphia, and it's difficult just because I think he's walking into a tricky situation because they put off this rebuild for so long, and they held on to some guys longer than they should have, and they probably don't have the assets there that they could have or should have around him. And, you know, look, Mickey's going to, I think, give him a long leash there and a long runway, and I think Mickey knows how to handle ownership. So I think in that regard, you know, he'll get at least 3-4 years to see this through, but it's going to be the quarterback thing is everything. And they put off for so long. And even again, the way they kind of did it this year, they have not been willing to do something bold at that position really, you know, since Drew started to fade, and they've passed on a lot of people. And I think that set them back, and he's going to be judged on finding a guy and cultivating that guy and winning with that guy. And if other people in the league are doing it and you're not, that's when all of a sudden the time frame starts to change. And you're passing on guys and somebody else takes them 5 spots, 12 spots later, whatever, and they go to the playoffs with them. You know, I think that's when things get real. But we're obviously a ways away from that.
Talking to Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockin for right now, you talk about maybe a bold move for this team. Some fans have been speculating, should the Saints, Mickey Loomis, go out and pick up the phone and give Aaron Rodgers a call? Do you think that's a possibility, or is he kind of destined for Pittsburgh or bust?
Yeah, I don't think he honestly would even entertain that from what I've heard. Like, I think he can sell himself on Pittsburgh. Look, Pittsburgh always goes to the playoffs, Mike, you know, or at least Pittsburgh never finishes below 500. Mike Tomlin is always playing meaningful games. You know, if they do get eliminated from the playoffs, it's usually, you know, the final week or two of the season. I think it's Pittsburgh or bust. I don't think they would have any interest in him. I don't, like, you just got out of this Derek Carr thing. Why would you do that? That would just be the most counterintuitive, backwards thing. And this guy's older than Carr, and this guy's every bit the injury risk. I can't fathom what the incentive for that would be. And then for him, going to a team that's sort of that devoid of talent and is probably going to be playing as many first and second year players as anybody, that just is not – that would be an odd marriage to me. Not that he's, you know, he's an odd guy and whatever, but that would be pretty shocking. I think he'd be way more inclined to just wait and see if a contending team loses a quarterback, which they will, and then ride in on, you know, the white knight kind of deal down the road.
Jason, going back to the draft, I wanted to get your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr., because like Steven mentioned earlier, there were a lot of folks here that are just like, oh, another offensive lineman, oh, whatever. But there was a picture that came out after Teron Armstead retired from the Dolphins. They had a picture of Drew Brees next to Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead, and those two bookend tackles that were so elite for so many years with those fantastic offenses for the Saints in the late 2010s. And I want to get your thoughts on it, because Taliese Fuaga, who the Saints drafted in the first round last year, had a fantastic rookie season. And also getting and bringing in, you know, Kelvin Banks Jr. to potentially be that other bookend tackle and trying to shore up that offensive line to get back to what it was with Teron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk and having those bookend tackles for the next decade.
I think it's vital. And I mean, again, like we talk about, you know, Carr and coming back, like, if they and how he might feel about that offensive line, certainly, obviously, you know, pre-draft, because let's face it, they've been doing this dance with Carr for a while, and, you know, to the point of an Aaron Rodgers coming there with an unproven offensive line. But Yeah, I think that's absolutely vital. And if they weren't going to be really bold and take a quarterback with that pick, and again, I'm sure they had conversations about, you know, Jackson Dart, and maybe trading down and then getting Jackson Dart or what have you. But if you weren't going to go that bold, then you really, and obviously Kellen Moore thinks like a quarterback, then you need to build the infrastructure around him. And a lot of football people would tell you, let's start with the independent positions and get to the dependent positions. Like, the offensive linemen don't need a quarterback to be good at their job, right? But the wide receivers and the tight ends and the deep threats, if the quarterback sucks, then what are you getting out of them? So, no, it makes a lot of sense to me. And obviously you could have argued for multiple positions on defense. But this team is not going anywhere anytime soon until they get a quarterback and that quarterback is put in a position to succeed. And, yes, absolutely, the bookend tackles, at least one interior offensive lineman who's above replacement level, preferably I would say a center, especially with a young quarterback. I mean, that's a pretty tried and true recipe.
Jason, when you look at the NFC South, we've seen the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning it now four consecutive seasons. They still look to be the team to beat, but what's your opinion of what the Falcons have been doing and also the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, I there's a world that exists where I think Michael Penix really takes a leap here. And that's not to say that Bryce Young didn't make strides, excuse me, as well. But, like, I think there's talent in Atlanta, and they haven't tapped fully into it. But you can't tell me that none of those kids are worth their draft billing when, you start talking about the top 10 picks that they've invested, excuse me, in skill players. So I have questions about their defense. I think we all do, and they obviously do. They look at what they leaned into with their draft, and I'm not sure they took the right pass rushers at some of those spots. We'll find out, but I do think Raheem Morris can coach a defense. So I think Atlanta has a chance to be interesting this year, and the fact that there's no quarterback controversy and there's no splitting of reps or any of that baloney, it's clearly Penix's team, I think is huge. And who knows, maybe they flip Kirk Cousins into a player. Everybody talks picks. Maybe they flip Kirk Cousins into a pick and a player, and maybe that player helps them in real time. Yes, I think obviously Tampa is the betting favorites. Tampa makes the most sense. But, you know, quarterbacks do get hurt, and Tampa without Baker Mayfield, I think would be a very different scenario. And I do think Atlanta can give them a little bit of a run for their money. Carolina, I think, is still probably an offseason away.
Awesome stuff, Jason. Definitely appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Thanks, Jason.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. You can chime in after the break. Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. They'll be right back after this. We'll have an NBA update for you on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, looking at the NBA playoffs going on right now. And watch out for those Indiana Pacers. They have now taken a 65-64 lead over the Cavs. There's 7 minutes left in the third there. If Indiana wins tonight, that is a wrap on the Cleveland season.
Yikes.
Yeah. Good yikes for them.
Coming all the way back. Cleveland got off to a great start in this game. These 15-point leads in the NBA evaporate. It's crazy how quickly things can just change. So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping Cleveland can stretch it out. I like series going 6 and 7 games. I'm not feeling super confident now that Indiana's battled all the way back to take the lead, Steve.
We got the NFL schedule release coming out tomorrow, and then Thursday, LSU baseball starting their final SEC series of the weekend at South Carolina. A little bit of nostalgia, too, in this final weekend series as the coach of the Gamecocks, good old Paul Maneri. Definitely going to be funny seeing him in another uniform. And unfortunately, the Gamecocks haven't been a very good ball club this year. Hopefully, the Tigers can take a sweep, but I'm definitely expecting 2 out of 3 for sure in this matchup.
And if you win 2 out of 3 over the South Carolina team that is, where they are in SEC play, 5-22. At the same time, be wary, folks, because Texas A&M overlooked Mizzou and they got punched in the mouth. They got swept at home by a Mizzou team that was 0-24. So anything can happen. It's baseball, right? But if you can go into Columbia and you can take 2 of 3 and win that weekend series and reach the 19-win mark in SEC play, you're effectively a lock for a top 8 national seed and the home path to Omaha. Now, a couple things as well before we get into this update on Cade Anderson, because I think it's important here. If LSU sweeps and gets to the 20-win mark, as Joe Healy had mentioned in the Sports Flash, it doesn't matter what happens in Hoover. They could be one and done in the new single elimination tournament.
Right.
Which, by the way, Jay talked about last night on the Jay Johnson Coaches Show, that he was one of the couple coaches that voted to keep the SEC tournament the way it was with like the double elimination format. I guess he doesn't like the single elimination thing. But let's say that LSU gets into the SEC tournament as the 3 seed, right? Or maybe the 2 seed, depending on what happens to Arkansas this upcoming weekend. And they lose in their first game to a 7 or a 6 seed. If you win 20 games in the regular season in SEC play, what happens in Hoover doesn't really matter. You're basically entrenched as a top 8 national seed. So that's what makes this weekend really interesting, Steve, is that, entering it, LSU knows what they need to do. They take 2 of 3. They feel really great about the top 8 national seed and the home path to Omaha and everything like that. If they sweep, they're basically a lock.
Jay Johnson and the Tigers busting it out over to South Carolina. They'll be there tomorrow getting ready for the series that starts on Thursday. Jay addressed the media earlier today, and here's what he had to say getting ready for those Gamecocks.
Yeah, he threw his bullpen yesterday, and we're on track as normal and excited about that. Kind of had a cramp. And like I said, I wasn't too concerned, standing behind the mound and watching those two pitches he let rip after that looked very normal. I just made a discretionary decision at the time. Like, he probably could have stayed in the game.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yes, I have seen that before.
Okay.
Yes.
Like a wrist cramp?
Yes. Yeah.
LSU Jay Johnson there talking about ace Cade Anderson, and whew, big sigh of relief that it was really just a cramp. So odd.
Yeah, it's very strange, but he has apparently seen it before, so how about that? The interesting thing about heading into this weekend, and we talked about this with Scott Sanders, is that LSU has this advantage now with Cade and with Ianson, the 1-2 punch with those two guys that have been so fantastic. And then they have, Zach Cowan as that weapon out of the bullpen whenever a game is really, really tight if you're going against an opposing ace, right? at the same time, that's why you feel really confident in going to South Carolina and taking two or three, is because you have those two guys on the mound. And then the rest is Lanyap. If you get to 19, great. If you get to 20, excellent. But at the same time, 19 should still get you that quote-unquote home path to Omaha. And with Cade throwing the bullpen yesterday, he's feeling fine. Everything was from Friday was just precautionary, taking him out of the game. It was a real scare for some LSU fans, but he is good to go. And he will be pitching at some point this weekend. We'll see where exactly Jay decides to throw him. But having those two guys in Cade and Ianson, you feel very, very confident entering this final weekend series.
You know, Jay Johnson said he has encountered it before where pitchers had a cramp in their wrist. It's, you talked to Scotty Sanders earlier, former MLB pitcher. Did he mention anything about having ever encountered that?
I think he said it was, like, Ben McDonald had said it on the broadcast that it was really unusual. I'm trying to remember exactly what Scott had said about it. But he kind of echoed those sentiments that it's good that Cade is all good to go. You know, it was just kind of a precautionary thing, but he'll be okay for, you know, the end of the regular season and then the postseason thereafter, because that's your ace, Steve. I mean, he's got to be good to go. You know, Ianson's been fantastic, but Ianson's excellent as a two guy, right? If you have Cade and Ianson, the 1-2 punch, right? Yeah. That's when you feel awesome about what LSU can throw at the mound.
No, and that's going to be necessary to win. Forget the SEC tournament. I'm more worried about, you know, the trek to Omaha, and, you know, when it gets to regional, super regional action, you need to have those two studs on the mound for you, no doubt.
Jay said it, man. The path to Omaha is on the backs of Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson. It really doesn't get more simple than that.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be right back as we wrap things up. Coming back on Sports Talk, like I said, right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Who dat? Closing out things on Sports Talk tonight. We're just a day away from the NFL schedule release. We'll be breaking that all down tomorrow. Who do you think the Saints are going to open the season against? How many primetime games will the black and gold get? At 6 o'clock, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, will join the discussion, along with ESPN's Stan Verrett at 6:25, leading up to the big reveal at 7 p.m. Keep it locked here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Thank you, Charlie Long, for helping us along as usual this evening. Mike Dettillier for sticking around a little longer to talk to Drew Brees. And a big shout out to our program director, Diane Newman. Happy birthday, Di. Have a great evening. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll be back tomorrow for even more sports talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.